May God forgive us.
I'll take mine here. Shh. Go. That's good. I hope that part goes on the radio.
Cast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Bringing you the spirit of fucking Jesus.
Bringing you the spirit of fucking Jesus.
Well, we still can.
Oh my God. Well, something very exciting. If you're just tuning in, you might not know that we had a great show last week. We had a fucking amazing show. All right. Here is a clip from last week on the ApocalyCast.
Yeah, that was really a crazy episode, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. How are we going to top that?
Uh-huh. You know what my favorite part of that episode was?
What?
The infection.
I am.
Yeah. Man, it spread so quickly throughout your body, Pat.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it just started in your arm,
mm-hmm.
And then it went into your chest, and you're like, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, but then we could see, all of a sudden, we could see it creeping up your veins into your head.
Jesus.
And into your nuts. And you were like,
It sure did go to my head.
Yeah. And it went to your nuts, too.
Making them huge.
Yeah.
That's why they don't call me Patty Large Nuts for nothing.
That's why it took you so long to go to a doctor. You're like, but they're huge. Is he going to reduce them?
Yeah.
To kill the infection?
My parents would always warn me that. You know?
Guys, something.
As a little kid, they're like, don't go to the dick doctor because he's just trying to steal part of your dick.
It was so it was so craven and cowardly. I couldn't believe you, Pat. I mean, you were talking to us. You were like, this is the only good thing that's ever happened to me.
It was craven.
Why would I give this up? It was terrible hearing your friend talk that way. But, you know, we staged an intervention, and now it's all good.
And a doctor did end up reducing.
Yeah.
You're reduced.
Yeah, thanks to modern science, Pat, you can live a normal life.
Well,
I mean, you are reduced. It's a trade-off. Every time you go to the doctor, he takes a little bit of your dick or your balls.
Yeah, just it keeps you from getting any
And you don't
ideas.
Notice it at first, but when you're old and you go to the doctor all the time...
Yeah, and they just... Every soon, time they're just like, let's just chisel away a little bit of your fucking phallus here.
And you're like, but the nurse already chiseled it. And like, he's like, oh, but... I have to chisel this for...
Yeah.
For your...
The deal is that it grows slowly, but they don't want you getting ideas.
Yeah.
You know, because Lord knows what might happen.
They go, but they chiseled away a piece of my balls when I walked in.
Imagine if we all just grew Tom-sized dicks.
Jesus.
There'd oh my God.
No, there'd be no rules. Like, the world would be total fucking anarchy.
How would you know who to listen to? Like, you know, if everyone had a dick as big as Tom's, why?
How would gravity even work?
Yeah.
If everyone's dick was that big, I'd be like, what?
Gravity.
Like, what, you're a cop? You have a gun? What are you going to do? Our dicks are the same size. They're enormous.
Yeah, it's like if there were two Dr. Manhattans.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Or, no, if there were like a 6 billion
or two Supermans.
Well, that'd be
God. Oh, Jesus Christ, the chaos. The chaos which would ensue. The fragility of this world. The fact fragility. That the world is just held together with paper clips and gum. So thin a veil over such chaos.
Why do we pick these? Yeah, I was against it when they were like, what? When Tom was like, what should we make the world out of? And people were suggesting stupid shit. Like gum.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, what are the origins of the universe? And he's like, Tom was like,
I know.
Which one, dick fuck?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, whoa. God.
And it's my wife.
His student was like, you just blew my fucking mind, Professor Tom.
And then he was like, no.
Whoa, move that. Screech.
And then he was like.
Move your headphones away from the mic.
Oh, and then he was like. Wait, say that again. Say the other thing again. You just blew your fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. Professor Tom, you just blew my fucking mind.
No, child. Wow. No, child, you did. And he, like, cocks a gun and he hands it to the kid. And, the Apocophone.
No, it's not the Apocophone.
Are you sure?
No, it's just a commercial that we quickly put out.
All right, everyone. You were listening to the Apocophone.
How badass would that be? Like, if that happened in a movie, it's like, whoa, it just blew my mind. No.
Yeah, you did. You're gonna blow your mind.
There's no Tom but Tom! Tell me, are you good at Russian roulette?
Jesus.
You know who's really good at Russian roulette?
I'm surprised that isn't in a movie yet.
What?
I'm so good at Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How many times have you played?
Constantly.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Constantly since when? Since Nam? Since
2012.
Since the Deer Hunter?
Jesus Christ.
Since the time you saw the Deer Hunter and you got inspired?
Yeah.
There should be like a TV special about you.
Russian roulette.
There should be like an ESPN 30 for 30 about you.
Pat's trick is that he has a what's that name for something that stays forever? A
permanent
hole. Yeah, he's got a permanent hole that he just shoots through every time. Every time it's his turn, the bullet just goes clean through the hole.
Yeah.
The fucking the hole.
Like a lobotomy.
Yeah, but like it's just for Russian roulette, and if he gets the angle right...
Yeah. Yeah, it goes all the way through your head. All the way through your head. Like a lobotomy or something you do...
Or head fucking.
If someone's brain is swollen...
Head fucking.
Yeah,
head fucking.
No, there's that operation where they drill a hole in your brain to, like, relieve pressure.
Jesus. What's that term they have in gaming where, like, a world exists even when you're not playing it?
Persistent. I don't know.
Yeah, you have a persistent hole. Even when you're not shooting something through it or being fucked in it,
yeah,
it doesn't heal.
Like Phineas Gage. You're like a modern day Phineas Gage, Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that
champing rod blew through his head.
Pretty cool.
And he survived.
Yeah, and also he was able to beat up several of the famous scientists of the time.
Yeah.
Which proves that there was no brain damage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there was brain damage. Right? It was like a scene from an action movie. Phineas Gage came up and he was like attacking a scientist. And like this cuck ass scientist was like, you don't know what you're doing. You have brain damage. And then Phineas was like, with a pipe in his hand, no.
Like,
you do. And then.
That's what happens when you use ableist language.
And they gave him the Nobel Prize after that.
Because they were like, what a sick. They're like, oh, I got chills.
That's what they don't tell you about after the ceremony, right? Is that they award the prize to all the people that are nominated, right? But only, you ever notice how all the nominees for the Nobel Prize die? Except for the one, mysteriously.
Yeah, they're all bludgeoned.
Yeah.
Because they pretend to give it to all of them.
That's how they thin the herd.
And they hold simultaneous ceremonies for all of the nominees, right?
Yeah.
Except one of the audiences is fake. So, like, when the lights go down, you're like, wait a minute. This is a bunch of fucking cardboard scientists and, like, Swedes.
That's why we don't have electric cars.
But then they're like, final round!
Wait, what? Like, only one guy gets the fake audience?
Yeah, no. Everybody gets the fake audience. And then they have to fight. And all whoever dies, yeah, and whoever lives, it's like the Hunger Games. Whoever lives gets the Nobel Prize.
Seems like a lot of shit that none of us see.
I mean, Nobel invented dynamite, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, he wanted to blow things up. What a fuck.
Who can blame him?
He wanted to tear things apart with pressure and fire.
Yeah.
Like, what a fucking animal.
Yeah.
He's a criminal. He would see things in people and animals put
and
together.
And he's like, I wonder how I could blow that shit up.
How could I make this person, this daughter, into pieces?
Yeah. How can I just disappear someone?
He was like, his assistant was like, why are you doing this?
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Like, because I can!
He would just like point to a grandmother and he'd be like, do you see how her arms attach?
Yeah.
And he would just like,
it's like, what if they could not be?
I bet he went to his lab assistant and he says, you know what the problem with the dead body is? That all of its parts are still assembled. If we could fucking solve that problem, we could change the world.
They would have experimented on a living pig as opposed to a dead body. Just the rigor mortis.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you get a boner when you die.
It's the rigor.
The rigor mortis.
Yeah.
All right,
a great
folks.
Name for a porn star.
Rigor mortis?
Roger Mortis. Yeah. Right? Roger Mortis.
Good time with the music.
All right, everyone. This is the ApocalyCast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Tom be praised. There is no Tom but Tom.
I present to you our host, the Reverend Billy Baba Patrick.
A friend of mine pointed out that she heard someone on the train say that having a podcast is this generation's lower back tattoo.
Jesus, no.
What the fuck?
What a sick fucking pervert back.
God
said that.
I mean a tramp stamp.
They compared the ApocalyCast on Radio Free Brooklyn
to a yin yang
every Friday at 2 p.m.
Not every Friday. Not
most
the Fridays,
Fridays
that are in the future.
All right, the PC term is most Fridays.
No.
Not even. Only a small, lucky sliver of Fridays.
During a brilliant time when art was appreciated.
There were a billion Fridays before the ApocalyCast. And there will be billions more after. A lonely Tom listening to a void. When we said every Friday, we lied. It's really been 82 Fridays.
But listen, someday soon...
It's not your fault, listeners. Sometimes gods fall out of love with the people who worship them.
But look at this place here. Clearly we're not wanted. Like, Radio Free Brooklyn is not somewhere where it's wanted. So there...
Is that why there's all these chains and whips? Yeah.
So I picture one bright day when Radio Free Brooklyn will be gone after we're exiled from it. And only the ApocalyCast will be left.
Oh my God! Like Frank Herbert, you know. Only I will remain.
I don't know, but sure.
Yeah.
And
he
Tom,
lived
and
in a
Tom,
dune.
Tom would be like under a bridge, you know, just like with like the bones of his latest victim.
Yeah.
Just being like, where do I put the rest of these bones? You know.
He'll be telling children. Yeah, like, I was a god once.
Yeah. Tom will be just like flagging people down on the interstate. And they pull over and he goes, where do I put the bones?
And Radio Free Brooklyn will just be like a smoldering hole in the earth. And and Tom, over the radio, will tune in and he'll hear the ApocalyCast crackling.
Yeah. Live and from a radio shack on top of a hill.
Yeah, and he'll know that he shouldn't have fucked with us. You know?
Damn.
Yeah.
It's so fucked up to know you're going to a hell you created.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's the ultimate self-cuck.
Yeah. Like, you knew. Like, it's not because he left the toilet seat up that he's going to hell. You know, it's because of the terrible things that he's done.
It's because of what he did. Yeah. I just want to make something clear to our listeners. It's not your fault.
Well...
It's not your fault that Tom is eviscerating us and ripping out our parts while we're still alive. And then putting our parts into, like, a Dutch oven.
Oh...
And blending them. Yeah, just putting the chunks in a blender and then trying to get it all down the fucking drain.
I mean, never mind that we asked you for blood for like 2.5 years and you sent like a meager trickle of mostly animal blood and not hot young woman blood like we asked for.
Yeah,
but it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. Don't blame yourself after we're gone.
Yeah.
And it's not your fault. I mean, you didn't tear apart any old women as the Shadow Pope commanded on the Apocrycast, but it's still not your fault.
Well, you know what? It is your fault. Because if you guys had called in and been more engaged and, like, tried to issue warning that Radio Free Brooklyn should not get rid of the Apocrycast, maybe we would have been saved. I mean, at least one of you fuckswine called in, you know?
One of you. Who was that brave man?
I don't know.
Mars King some yeah. shit?
King of Mars.
The King of Mars.
Called us.
Yeah.
Complaining about his album.
Yeah, and when he called, he was a follower of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
But oh, you when listened. He hung up...
You listened to the tape.
I did. But when he hung up that phone, he knew better.
There was probably, like, some apocalypse listener out there who, when we were like, make yourselves low, and, like, the voice of Tom was coming, he ignored us and he stood up. What's and now we're... Everyone's paying the price.
Speaking of people being made low, we have a dispatch from, from D.C. There was a hearing.
Dick and Cox.
This is from the Kavanaugh hearings.
Oh, yeah. As my calendars show, I was very precise about listing who was there.
Got him.
Very precise. And keep in mind, my calendars sure, also were diaries of sorts. Forward-looking and backward-looking, just like my dad's. You can see, for example, that I crossed out missed workouts and the canceled doctor's appointments. And that I listed the precise people who had shown up for...
How could he forget events. To pencil in rape?
The calendars are obviously not dispositive on their own. But they're another piece of evidence in the mix for you to consider. Or Maura, or Megan, or Nikki. The list goes on. For a lifetime. Built on a foundation of talking through school and life, starting at age 14. Several of those great women are on the seats right behind me today. My friends and I sometimes got together and had parties on weekends. The drinking age was 18 in Maryland.
What are you gonna cry about it?
I was 18 in D.C. for all of my time in high school. I drank beer with my friends.
You gonna cry about it? You gonna cry in your beer?
Sometimes I had too many beers. Sometimes others did. But I did not drink beer to the point of blacking out, and I never sexually assaulted anyone.
It's a weird
there is a bright
two statements to tie together.
Drinking beer, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace.
That beer.
Sexually assaulting someone.
I get the distinct sense that this guy isn't gay, but he's very afraid people think he's gay.
Every American who drank beer in high school is suddenly presumed guilty of sexual assault.
No. Jesus Christ.
I drank beer
in high school.
Who knows?
Maybe how many
rapes?
As high school students, we sometimes did goofy or stupid things.
What a goofy rape.
I doubt we are alone in looking back at high school and cringing at some things. For one thing, our yearbook was a disaster. I think some editors and students wanted the yearbook to be some combination.
They were like, list your rapes, what of it?
House, Caddyshack, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which were all recent movies at that time. Many of us went along in the yearbook to the point of absurdity. This past week...
Oh, God, no.
My friend almost bombed me. Great.
No. Jesus, the Kavanaugh. What a wide man. Just read shit from Tom's Facebook.
One thing in particular we're sad about.
Oh, God!
One of our good female friends who we would admire and dances with had her name term alumnus. That yearbook reference was clumsily intended to show affection and that she was one of us. But in this circus, the media has interpreted the term as related to sex.
Not sex.
It was not related to sex.
Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
You picked super boring parts of the testimony.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck was that?
Go fuck yourself.
Did you prepare that? You're like, wait, let me pull up this clip of his calendar.
All right, guys, everybody. The time has come for some breaking news.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Fuck. Over the weekend, it was revealed that Brett Kavanaugh engaged in gang rapes while he was at college. Well, he was at college, yeah.
He raped entire gangs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, breaking news.
He raped
news.
Entire gangs. What an animal.
Breaking news. Brett Kavanaugh had sex with his mother. Brett Kavanaugh has had illegal Congress with his mother.
He definitely looks like a motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right, guys, what's your breaking news? Come on.
I don't know. You're the one that said you would do this bit. News.
It requires more than one person.
Oh, shit.
I'll agree to do it.
But then whatever happened, man, he raped all these gangs. And I don't know. He's like, you guys are raped now.
I'm the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. What are you going to do about it?
What do you think that means? Chief Justice. And then he fucking slams his badge on the table.
Well, you guys are so enthusiastic.
Yeah,
this could have been a great bit.
Typical Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Wait, let's start it again. Say your news.
Breaking news. Kavanaugh's been accused of gang raping ladies at frat parties in college.
Breaking news. A lady gang rapes.
this bit's not going very well. Yeah. All right, everybody.
Breaking news. As punishment for his rape, Kavanaugh will be gang raped by a gang.
Breaking news. As punishment for his rape, Brett Kavanaugh will be raped by gender studies students from across the country.
Breaking news. As punishment for his enjoyment, he will fail every gender studies class that rapes him.
Breaking news. As punishment for rape, Brett Kavanaugh will be sentenced to sex reassignment surgery.
As punishment for the way he talks.
Is this like that, what I brought to the picnic bench? Like, as punishment for rape, Brett Kavanaugh got like one bottle.
as punishment for probably being an asshole in high school, as a side note to the rapes, Brett's sex will be reassigned after it is assigned.
Breaking news. America will be punished by forced migration to Northampton, Massachusetts, and forced enrollment at Smith College.
Johnny B-Roll hates very specific things.
Breaking news, what did Smith College do to you? What happened?
All right, guys.
Pretty cool. All right, energy. Well, speaking of orbit, right?
Guys, I've been going for like 18 hours and 4 hours of sleep after transcendental flight.
Oh, we don't give a shit about your...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You guys know why they call it
pretty
Smith
bad, right?
College?
Why?
You guys know the tale?
Why?
Because they started out being a blacksmith school.
Yeah.
Probably. And eventually they were like, what are we doing?
They're like, we're just hitting all these fucking flaming hot irons.
What are you making, swords? Like, what?
Yeah. They're like, all the other fucking schools are teaching about like civics and advanced mathematics, and we're just beating iron like a bunch of fucking cucks.
We're hitting metal against metal, like we can't keep foreigners from fucking our wives.
Yeah, it's just metal. We need alloys and chemistry. And then the dean of Smith College, who just had the biggest arms of anyone on campus, which is why he was the dean. You know what I mean? So he was like a better smith, because he could like pick up a larger mallet with which he could slam a hotter iron, you know? It's not. You don't have to be a fucking like
the hotter the iron. The
maybe
heavier
an
it
idiot
gets.
Like fucking Stephen Hawking couldn't understand that shit, but we understand it here at the podcast. It's the guy with the largest arms at.
You
want to
know the most
College
famous?
Was naturally, the dean of it because he was the best blacksmith.
Yeah, the most famous theorem that Stephen Hawking wrote
what?
Is the one that proves you can watch someone fuck your wife from a wheelchair. He probably did it.
He did do it.
All right.
Well, speaking of space,
do you guys think a foreigner fucked Stephen Hawking's wife or an Englishman?
I think they probably tried it once or twice, but he didn't actually like it.
Like he was like, "Fuck my wife."
I'll bet you know, he fucking loved it. Pat, are you kidding me?
Speaking of space, it's times like these. I sure am glad that you don't have to be shot out of a giant cannon in space to get in order to impregnate the Earth to save humanity.
That's Wait, true. You have that
why
backwards.
Why don't we all lean into the mics?
You have that
yeah.
completely backwards.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
Pat does have to get shot from a cannon.
Pat does.
Yeah, I do.
From space.
Oh, you sure yeah. wish that you didn't.
Oh, right. Right.
But now that you did, I wish you had. You wish you hadn't done it, huh?
Yeah, huh? God, yeah, yeah, you know?
Oh, please. Oh, please, I sinned. I'll admit it, I sinned.
Like, I guess we should admit, we should talk about it. We've been trying to spare our listeners because they're so frail. They're so thin.
Sucky. It's on the table.
Is that sucky? Mm-hmm. Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, being drunk, my being drunk is cultural appropriation.
Yeah, dude.
Sake. Who brought this?
No,
is this your doing,
JBR? If I commit suicide with a samurai sword,
brought the sake. That's
JBR,
correct.
Did you do this?
Nope, I brought beer.
JBR, did you do this?
I brought beer.
Confess.
No, it was
and
me.
All the witnesses.
Because I love it.
All the witnesses who were present at the time have already denied it.
Like I said,
why did you bring?
I will.
How do you pronounce this liquid that I'm holding up?
Sake. What?
Why did you bring this?
There's whiskey. Drink the whiskey.
Oh, it tastes like coconut water. It doesn't taste good, dear listeners.
Well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself then, eh?
Yeah, and get wasted off your shit wine.
I enjoy sake. It's like having food, you know? Because it's rice. So, rice is food, right?
Theoretically.
Right, so...
I feel like we should do a mulligan.
For what, the entire show?
The entire show. Yeah. It's bad.
No, this is a good one. I don't
this
think we
is,
can do
it. This is,
how dare you? This is one of the best episodes in a long time.
You're fucking serious?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
I don't know. We haven't, like, addressed anyone's crimes. Except for Tom. Oh, read... Yeah, yeah, let's hear it.
We should address
the
crime.
Oh, man, I don't want to do this.
Well, Johnny B-Roll?
Yes?
How about you just go fuck yourself and walk out of my life then, like a goddamn traitor? Right? Do you want to do that? Is that your alternative to just, right? Fuck it. Why don't I
walk
just
out
give
of
up?
My life?
Yeah.
Where did you
leave
that?
Because
from?
If you slide that door and then walk through it and then slide it closed again, just remember that you're going to have to spend the extra time sliding it, thinking about it, right? And that it'll be the last time that we'll let you slide back into our friendship.
Jesus Christ. Wow.
And you'll be all dried up. Dry as a bone.
Yeah, and then what are you going to do, huh?
Yeah, then what am I going to be without the Apocalypse Cast?
Who would want you as a co-host?
You've been ruined by the Apocalypse Cast.
Yeah.
You think Trap House would take you?
Do you think they'll love you as much as we do? I don't think so.
They'll be like, oh, you're on that show.
Yeah.
Think of what they filled
you. Be like, does that show have a bigger dick than we do? And we're like, yeah. But yet our penises are very small, which is what we're willing to admit. And so are you going to go to some place where they're just going to like fucking poke things into your balls? Do you think another podcast, do you think that All Things Considered can love you as much as we do, Johnny B-Roll?
Theoretically, no.
Do you think they won't reduce the size of your balls to make themselves feel better?
Some of them maybe.
Maybe.
All they know at NPR is reduction. The R at NPR is for reduction.
Yeah.
It's for nuts, penis
reduction. Yep.
Got it.
We know, dude. We
I've
had
been
to...
reduced.
Yeah.
I've been reduced.
I was always like, would I ever be reduced to this?
I've been reduced.
To something so uncivil.
as public radio. Oh, disgusting. God. Even to say it.
Jesus Christ.
I was reduced.
Notional piss rat.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Nuts and cock reduced.
That's NCR.
Jesus, no. Nuts and dicks. No, nuts and penis reduced.
Neutral pretentious reptiles.
Yeah, that was a good one. And nasty perverted rats.
Yeah.
They're all true.
Yeah.
Fucking traitor.
Neutered. Comma. Neutered. Penis removed.
No! Exclamation point. Penis remained. No penis remained.
Now, please, wretch. No, that's...
It was a W. Damn.
Well, you guys are listening to the podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn.
I think we have some on-air reads.
Okay, we might
bring
well.
Out the reeds.
Yeah, wait,
fetch them from the river. Perennial on-air mentions for all hosts.
Perennial. Do you know what perennial means? Jed, what does it mean?
It means Tom's not making me read this. I'm reading him because I want to. General communication is that you can listen on the go. On the run. In your car. Etc. To download the apps. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. And add Tom Tenney as a friend on Facebook. And send him messages. And reply yeah. when he messages you.
And tell him why. Why did he do it?
Hey, did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn is a free iPhone? And an Android app? Well, did you? You no longer need to be chained. You guys... Someone asked me about the toll this has had on my family. I'm breaking
Jed,
on out.
Jed, what kind of toll has all this had on your family?
It's toll coming and going on my poor wife and the foreigner she fucks. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store.
Jesus, 1 second we're downloading an app for public for community radio, and then the next second we're downloading an app for public radio.
No.
And then... In the third second, we're downloading an app to do what? For a parade of...
Foreigners?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, why does Tom make us do this? Why does Tom make us read these false words? This is what Tom has written down. My wife was wrong on our wedding day. And she was wrong again. The day our children were born.
Oh no. Tom didn't love his own children?
No. Tom wants me to say, are you subscribed?
And they said from the mountaintop.
That was a good bit. That one not air?
It did air.
And from the mountain. No. I remember. Yeah, that was a good bit. Emails only come once a month. It's not enough. Because we're committed.
Yeah, and by committed, do they mean that, like, we're so obsessed with Radio Free Brooklyn's listeners that we'll find them and we'll punish them for not expanding their minds into new content?
We'll just cry in front of them.
Be like, why don't you love us?
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. The second time per hour. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Please, Tom. The third time. You're listening to it. Fuck. Where am I? Fuck. You know what makes Tom such a sick fuck? That I've just noticed is on these reads at the bottom of one page, it says, oh,
Oh God!
Is that the Apocalyphone?
Yeah, I think it could be the Apocalyphone. Hello?
Hello?
This is Sophie the Squid.
What? Hello?
This is Sophie the Squid from the... You give me the muddy water.
Oh, Jesus. It's that squid that we fucking...
Oh,
give
Jesus
off.
Christ.
Whose head is near the fucking thing?
Wait. Who fucking gave the squid Molly?
Squid, Jesus. I have news to share with you. Where are you now? Are you on a on a ship?
We're on a submarine. It's the only irony-proof submarine in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, you squid.
Do you have can someone deliver the babies on the submarine?
No, why would we?
There's a brig, but it's not for delivering babies. I mean, that would be preposterous.
Yeah, you squid.
When I was on the, you know how I want to kill you all?
Say again?
I want to kill you.
Yeah, we know. It's all your squid kind want to kill us. I don't even know. You were Sophie once.
Listen to me. When I was on the Molly, when I saw Patrick's eyeballs, my tentacles released the eggs. All
Jesus,
over you,
no.
And that is how squid sex works. You are all
Jesus.
Now impregnated,
fuck.
But after the delivery, all of the men will die.
Jesus Christ.
No, God. Oh, yeah, fat chance. You're going to get those eggs in here?
No, yeah, right. Yeah, there's no way
you're
going to
You're
going to
fit your eggs through our hole?
What woman can harm us?
Then I will take the babies, and I will raise them, and I will have sex with them, and they will be beautiful squid humans. Incest is quite common in the squid community, but you are dead on your ship.
No!
I've heard it's very popular
in
Europe.
Guys, what?
Our hull is irony-proof, Sophie the Squid. You were once our co-host, and we trusted you.
My tentacle squeezed through your irony-proof.
Guys, I don't feel so good.
Jed, what's going on?
It's just a stomach ache, all right?
Yeah, Jed, relax.
Well, thank you. You are pregnant, all of you, the boys, too. This is growing in your testicles. They should become larger over the next...
Why did you
well,
put them
awesome.
There?
Oh, thank you so much.
We were just talking about how our balls have enlarged. Jesus, is it just because they're pregnant with squid?
Look, guys.
You are pregnant with squid. I dropped the eggs in all of you. I just was so turned on after the Molly Walker and Patrick eyeballs. I could not help it.
How did you get in?
Convenient that you die now too. After that is how squid sex works. The men die.
No, guys.
I am going to a movie, but enjoy the rest of your life. I shall be—you will be corpses, but I shall be there in the submarine to correct my sex children.
Fuck,
Jesus Christ, guys.
Okay, good night.
To think that we were betrayed by our own co-host.
I knew my balls were bigger, but I didn't think it was because Sophie put eggs in them.
I'm signing off with the squid. I think that's it. That might be the last time we speak to these fuckers. I can't believe that they recruited Sophie.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, what are we gonna do now?
How did they make her into a squid?
We're all gonna fucking burst out squids.
You know,
in
a
our
squid
balls.
Has eight hearts.
It's like no matter how many anti-squid measures we take.
And several brains.
Yeah.
How many balls?
Like 30 balls, you know what I mean? Like, because think about that, if you multiply 8 brains,
yeah.
And one of its tentacles apparently is a dick.
It's the one you don't see coming.
Yeah, you know.
Got him again.
People think that socialism is okay, and they don't tell you that. You know?
I just can't believe we all got filled up with eggs. I think, like, we.
Yeah.
Sophie was, like, quite
bluffing.
So
Hang
nice.
On. Let's test the sonar, eh?
I don't know if I'm filled with eggs. I don't feel so full of eggs.
Well, there's pickled eggs, which I'm always full of, but that's...
It's times like these. Tom should just come in here with a... Like a backhoe and just execute us in front of one another.
Yeah.
It's like, when's he gonna do it?
That would be probably the most... That probably would be the most sane course of action. All right, let's listen.
How do you guys think Tom's going to kill us?
I don't know, because he will have to kill us to get us out of here. That much is certain.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like he'll kill JBR first because he's the closest to the door.
Yeah. I'm the least conscious.
Thanks, Sarah.
Easiest.
You'll be dispatched. He'll probably do something sexual and horrible.
Yeah, to that'll you. Be how I go.
Yeah, that, fucked to death.
By yeah. Tom. Have you noticed how skinny Tom has gotten?
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to become a squid.
It's like when someone truly becomes an extremist.
Damn, I think you kind of got it, JVR. He's becoming real thin like the squid.
Yeah.
When someone truly becomes an extremist, you know, they like.
Sophie became. Oh shit. Sophie became real thin and then. She became. Squid. She besquidded. She became ensquidden.
Ensconced in squid.
Jesus. That's like the first step.
Guys.
Tom Tenney is becoming more squid-like by the day.
Maybe she's bluffing. I feel like if we were impregnated by squid eggs, they would try and launch an attack from the outside of our sub as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're irony-proof, so there's no way that,
No fucking way.
Wouldn't be ironic if we...
Yeah.
...proofed the hull, but we were filled with these fuck eggs that Sophie banged into us.
No, but listen, our hull is irony-proof, so that couldn't possibly happen.
But what about our holes? Like our uteri?
Jimmy, are any thoughts?
None.
Jesus, they're filled with eggs.
I have no thoughts in my head right now. I want to go to sleep.
You guys ever think like...
What? Jesus.
That's like the first thing the eggs do.
Are you feeling...
Oh, in that sleep of death, what dreams may come?
No.
Well, after I am fucked by the squid...
You
it'll finally be over.
Shakespeare had an entire monologue about be fucked by a squid or not. Oh god, yeah. Guys!
Oh, please take me. Take me.
Oh god, JBR's stomach! Look at his stomach lining!
The pain is over. The pain is finally ending.
JBR's been split open
in
like
a great crescendo.
From a distance. There's some kind of creature inside of him trying to push its way out as though he's giving birth to it.
Xavier begs us not to kill the child.
No.
JBR, are you okay?
No. Not okay at all. I was never okay, my friends.
Jesus, they're pouring out of
us. What are you gonna do? Hang on, I think we can fight him back. This time we brought weapons.
But I can't kill JBR's babies.
Boy, no, you're gonna have to kill JBR. It'll be better for him in the end.
But his babies, even though he was squid fucked.
Guys, we have a couple mortars.
Dial them in.
Oh, all right. Here we go. You ready? Holding fire! Okay, let's
light
these fuckers up!
Yeah. Light it. Doing it.
All of JBR's children are getting blown apart. He's hatched squid.
Squid, keep hatching out of them! Keep firing on the squid and they're hatching at him and firing artillery shells! It's not a sign of our own.
What are these motherly instincts? I'm bursting with squid!
Oh.
Don't shoot my baby!
John!
I know it's a squid!
Am I gonna have to shoot you? Oh, Jesus, it looks so much like you, except that it's a squid!
Squid! Where did these eggs come from? It's my fourth
penis. John, this sucks, but I'm gonna have to shoot you also!
It's okay!
Fuck. I'm sorry!
Just don't shoot my squid, baby!
I'm gonna have to kill them!
No!
Jesus Christ, now that I've killed Johnny, you're rolling bad. Oh, I gotta fight off the rest of the squid, Jesus.
Is that it?
Oh.
That's a historically bad arc.
That was pretty bad.
There was no momentum to it at all. I was like, well. Yeah. Sick.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing like this place left before.
No, no, I'm not okay. The squid was born out of my belly. It's really bad, doctor. Oh, God. I'm cold. I'm cold, no. Doctor.
Johnny B. Roll, not you!
I'm cold. I'm no. freezing.
Are you, like, cold like a nice autumn day? Cold or cold like a squid has just been born from my stomach?
I'm cold like death. The second way. Oh,
Jen!
No!
No, not Jen! Also, you've been hit!
They're in me, and they want to come out. The squid.
That doesn't feel like you really have to take a shit. Like you ate a bunch of burritos or something.
It's like after shit from the bird.
No. Oh, Jesus. Ah! I'm starting to feel so high as well after shit. Oh. Oh, me. Oh, glory!
Jesus.
Well, I guess I've no choice but to scuttle the USS Apocalypse.
Scuttle like a crab.
But listen, to save humanity, we're gonna have to take out all of Radio Free Brooklyn with us. Who's with me? Johnny Biro!
I'm with you. Let's do it.
Let's do it, my cat!
Self-destruct.
Let's take out self-destruct!
Even though the self-destruct is a weird Okay, I've got the one key.
Yeah.
The key is engaged. This is your key engaged pad.
Well, oh boy.
Three,
two,
engaged. One.
I hope that we make it and kill everyone at Radio Free Brooklyn.